FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Basic Education Minister Sibiya Gwakhube says guidelines to implement the Bella Act will be sent to all public schools by the end of January. President Cyril Ramaphosa authorised the Act's full implementation on Friday. He had delayed two clauses that dealt with language and admissions policies to allow for a three-month consultation process. Speaking to reporters in Gauteng yesterday, Gwakhube says more work needs to be done to ensure the system is fully prepared for the Act.
The system needs to kick into gear, and the system is not at a place where there are certain things that can be done as of yet. But the president has commenced with it. So now we are moving at pace to make sure that the system catches up with that announcement. I want to assure South Africans that I am committed to moving with pace, but we need to make sure that we do this correctly.
She says government is ready to legally defend the Act should there be any challenges.
If there are organizations that seek to take this on review and bring it before a court of law, we will then, as a government, have to defend the position. And so we are ready to receive any legal challenges.
The minister says draft regulations on the Act will be ready for public comment by June. And tributes are pouring in after the death of veteran South African actress Michelle Boortis. The former Isidingo actress died at the age of 62 in Cape Town. In a last interview, Boortis spoke about her battle with an advanced multiple myeloma, a rare incurable type of blood cancer that affects the bone marrow. Celebrities across social media platforms have described her as a legend. And at least 38 people have died and 13 taken to hospital after a bus crash in Brazil. It collided with a truck near the city of Teofilo Ontoni yesterday. It's understood a block of granite possibly came off a truck traveling in the opposite direction, hitting the bus. Authorities say the truck driver fled the scene. And back home, the South African Weather Service is warning of hot and humid conditions over the northeastern parts of KZN today. It says it's likely to lead to extremely uncomfortable conditions. Forecaster Ayanda Ntsele says there's also an increased risk of wildfires and heat-related illnesses.
For Itegwini, for example, would be dirty. However, because of the humidity, that will feel like 38, and that will cause extremely uncomfortable conditions, especially if you like doing outdoor activities and maybe you are in the sun. So that will warrant a warning since those conditions increase the restriction to outdoor activities.
The Weather Office has also issued a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours and hail over the western and southern parts of the province. It says damaging winds and severe lightning are also expected. Durban, Pietermaritzburg and Mooi River will reach a high of 30 degrees today. Richards Bay and Ladysmith 33, Newcastle 32, Kokstad and Underberg 29, Margate 27 and Ulundi 31. In Durban, we've got 2 meter swells at sea with sunset at 3 minutes to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.